As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
One of the big reasons why we had a rhino reckoning, this political earthquake in Texas, where several incumbent Republicans bit the dust and were replaced by conservatives who will challenge the Democrats come the fall. The reason why that happened, one of the big reasons, was the falsely predicated impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. As you all know, the co-conspirators who were used by the Texas House irresponsibly did not put any of their testimony under oath, and they did that on purpose so they could lie their asses off and they could secure an impeachment. Oh, it's really, really bad. It's really, really bad. Hoping that Ken Paxton would buckle under the pressure. But when they went to the Senate trial and they were under oath and they could perjure themselves, magically their testimony changed. And folks, another set of legal woes for Ken Paxton just went by the wayside. The charges that have been over Ken Paxton's head surrounding securities issues for the last nearly decade have been dropped after a decade. Now, many of you are going to go, well, that's an awful long time for charges to be hanging around. Yeah, it was because Ken Paxton didn't shrink. He fought it every step of the way, and they did some shady, shady stuff in this. Like, for example, they wanted to change venues away from Ken Paxton's home district, or allegedly where this so-called crime took place, and put him into a place where he could get an unfair trial in a left-wing bastion like Harris County. And that's not allowed, but they did it. They did it anyway. So I've been watching this for an awful long time, and as soon as these charges were filed, right after, oddly enough, Ken Paxton beats a Bush crony for attorney general. He wasn't supposed to win. He didn't ask permission to win. So the long knives came out for Paxton. I watched this and I said, this is dirty. And it wasn't Democrats launching it. Democrats helped. Don't misunderstand. But it was the Bushes. It was pro-Democrat Republicans who did this to Ken Paxton. Now, all of a sudden, all the charges are magically dropped. And there's a reason why. And now there are starting to be articles written as to the reason why. This one is from The Blaze. Chris Enloe is writing it. The title is Texas AG Ken Paxton's Legal Victory Raises Major Questions About 9-Year Case. Quote, pain has always been the point. Now, what is that? What is meant by that? Well, they wanted to cause him pain so he'd say, oh, this job is just too much. I'm ticking off the wrong people. I'm a conservative. I shouldn't be going after Democrats and holding them accountable. Let's get somebody like John Cornyn in here and I'm supposed to resign. It's just too painful. That's what he was supposed to do. But Ken Paxton, much like President Trump, didn't. Hanging in there and fighting all of this corruption. Let me read some of this article. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is not going to trial after all. In 2015, a grand jury indicted Paxton on 3 felony criminal charges, 2 counts of securities fraud, 1 count of failing to register with the state securities regulators. Prosecutors claim that Paxton solicited two acquaintances to buy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock in a technology startup, but failed to disclose that he would be compensated for the deal. Years of procedural and pretrial maneuvering delayed the case, but a trial was finally scheduled to begin on April 15th. Then the case came to an abrupt end last Tuesday when prosecutors agreed to drop the charges in a deferred prosecution agreement. Whereas Paxton had been facing potentially decades in prison if convicted, 99 years in fact, according to the Austin American-Statesman, he will now serve 100 hours community service, pay restitution, and take continuing legal education classes. The deal raises a glaring question. Why is there an extreme difference between the potential outcome of the case and the actual outcome of the case? Well, I can tell you what the answer is, kids. It was never intended to go anywhere. It was intended to get him to resign and to leave office. Never intended to go to trial. Now, about this jail business, there are folks out there wandering around saying that Ken Paxton was going to jail. The fake Republican, left-wing Republican by the name of John Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, was saying such things. He wasn't alone. Representative Jeff Leach was also saying something similar about Ken Paxton. So one of the attorneys that dropped the case was interviewed by WFAA television, and listen to this exchange about jail.
Was prison ever a likelihood if this case went to trial?
That's a great question, because I have seen the so-called legal experts in my town. And remember what Mark Twain said about experts. They're just some guy from out of town. And they were like, this is a farce of a mockery and outrage, because he should be in prison. He should be at the WIN unit chopping rocks. And look, the answer to your question is two words. Absolutely never. I never envisioned any scenario, any universe in which, by which, through which, that a judge or jury put Ken Paxton in prison based on either the third degree felony, failing to register as an investment advisor rep, or for that matter, the first degree felony securities fraud case.
Oh, so that's the attorney in the case saying he never envisioned that Ken Paxton was going to jail. However, left-wing, anti-Texas Senator John Cornyn was out there yammering on about that, as was certain members of the Texas House like Jeff Leach. So back to this article from The Blaze. The deal raises glaring questions, they said. Why is there an extreme difference between the potential outcome of the case and the actual outcome? Well, looking back, this outcome was predictable. In 2016, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a civil lawsuit against Paxton related to the same case, but a federal judge twice dismissed the SEC's complaint. Quote, Paxton had no plausible legal duty to disclose his compensation arrangement with investors, ruled the U.S. District Judge Amos Mazant in 2017. The ruling was a harbinger of things to come, a sign that the criminal case against Paxton was weak at best. Quote, if you follow the legal principle, the same facts could not possibly support a criminal prosecution, Mitch Little, one of Paxton's defense attorneys, told The Blaze. If you're a prosecutor and you've read from a federal judge, you've just had your legs cut out from under you, Little explained. If you're a prosecutor and you see that order, you should be saying, well, we're done. 7 years later, Special Prosecutor Brian Weiss and Jed Silverman were preparing for trial. Initially, they planned to focus their case around the third-degree felony charge of failing to register with the state securities regulators, according to the Houston Comical. But they ran into a massive problem. On March 2nd, the prosecutors re-interviewed a key witness, Frederick Mowry, a former friend and business associate of Paxton's. In that interview, they learned that Mowry planned to take the blame for not having registered Paxton as a securities advisor. Even worse, Mowry had already testified as much to the Texas State Securities Board a decade earlier, and Paxton paid a $1,000 fine for that violation in 2014. Silverman, according to the Houston Chronicle, said the interview with Mowry extracted a level of detail that would make it considerably harder for a jury to believe that Paxton broke the law. It was yet another sign of a losing case. But after the eye-opening interview, prosecutors shifted their focus of their case. Now they plan to anchor the case around the allegations of a security fraud. But they ran into another problem. One of the alleged victims had died, and the other was not committed to testify against Paxton. Plus, the victim simply wanted to be made financially whole, prosecutors now say. Moreover, as the prosecutors re-interviewed other witnesses, they realized that most of them were hostile to their case, meaning they would have testified in a way that helped Paxton's defense. The law was also in Paxton's corner. Kent Schaefer, a special prosecutor who withdrew from the case last month, told the Houston Comical that Texas law isn't crystal clear about what a person soliciting investment should disclose to potential investors. And at any rate, he said that Paxton was never accused of lying outright. Rather, he was accused of lying by omission. Realizing they did not have a winnable case, prosecutors finally decided to strike a deal. Publicly, the prosecutors who worked the case framed the pretrial diversion agreement as a victory. Schaefer, in fact, said it implied that Paxton is guilty. It sends a signal to anybody who is paying attention that this guy obviously did what he's accused of doing, or he wouldn't be entering into that agreement, he said to the Houston Comical. But Little told the Blaze that the conclusion is abject nonsense. That comment suggests how much public political pressure Kent and Brian are under for having agreed to the pretrial diversion, which ultimately they needed to agree to because they didn't have what they needed to try this case, Little said. And there you go, folks. This was trumped up by the Bush machine, the Karl Rove Bush machine, and it's been falling apart ever since. Ken Paxton wasn't supposed to endure. Ken Paxton wasn't to stand against them. Ken Paxton was to fold like a cheap tent and say, this is just too much. But no, he stuck around. Why? Because there were things that needed to be done. There were leftists out there who the Karl Rove Bush machine wanted to give reach arounds to that we needed to have defeated. And these individuals needed to be defeated so that human liberty, the Constitution, our rights and freedoms could be preserved. That's exactly what needed to happen. Constitutional conservatism needed to take the horns in Texas, and that's why Ken Paxton stuck it out. Against the wishes of the Karl Rove, never Trump, Bush machine. And now you know, folks, the anatomy of a political hit job and why we should be punishing those responsible for this hit job. And we should be identifying them by name and making sure they and their sickos never enter public life again to do harm to us again. Some more legal wrangling coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, want to get into a conversation with an old friend. This guy used to call into my radio show and I'd have him as a guest on the radio show all the time. But he got busy, I got busy, and we kind of lost touch over the years. And we just reconnected. His name is Jared Woodfill. Now, folks, he served as Harris County's longest-serving Republican Party chairman, 2002 to 2014, and he built that party up to new heights. And now he is the president of the Conservative Republicans of Texas, and he has a law firm, the Woodfill Law Firm. Hey, Jared, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
The China virus vaccine cases, that's what's keeping you so dang busy lately. Just give the folks an example of some of the things you're working on.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it has been keeping me busy. I mean, listeners will recall back in 2020 where we had mandates all across the country, including the state of Texas. We had lockdowns. We had social distancing. We had schools being closed. We had mask mandates. You name it, it was there. And all of this was brought on to us by this false sense of security, this bogus science that they were creating. And it was happening across the country. And unfortunately, businesses were destroyed. People's livelihoods were taken away from them. Many were sentenced to bankruptcy because they lost their jobs for refusing to take the COVID shot. And so what we're dealing with now is a whole host of litigation involving individuals who said, no, I'm not going to put that substance in my body for a whole host of reasons, whether one, it was based on a sincerely held religious belief, or two, medical reasons for doing it, or just three, they didn't want to be a human guinea pig. And so those individuals who took one of those three positions, many of them were ultimately terminated. They were fired, and as a result of that are pursuing litigation in order to be compensated for their lost wages and ultimately, in some cases, to be reinstated. And so we have a whole group of individuals across not just the state of Texas, but across the country who had expressed their sincerely held religious beliefs only to be told, we don't care what you believe. You're going to take the shot or you're going to be fired. You're going to take the shot or you're not going to be able to feed your family, make your car note, or pay your mortgage. We had another group of individuals, even if they didn't express a sincerely held religious belief or a medical reason for an exemption, they said, I just don't want to be a human guinea pig. I don't want to take an experimental shot as a condition for my employment. Well, those individuals are pursuing litigation too right now.
Understood.
So it's going around across the country right now, Chris, and we're looking forward to some great results from the courts.
Well, now, there are two different, in my mind anyway, and you correct me if I'm wrong and tell me if you've got toes in both of these pools. There's what the government did, and of course, there are government employees who were forced to take this as a condition of employment, and there's also the private sector, what they were doing to individuals. I know somebody personally worked 30 years at a broadcast company and was shown the door because he refused to take the jab. So let me ask you about this, because this is all in the wake of testimony, congressional testimony, the FDA and the CDC admitting, after 3 years, admitting that the so-called vaccines, because you can't call them vaccines because they changed the definition of a vaccine to fit whatever the hell these things are, right? Because that's what the federal government did. But they do not prevent transmission, they admitted, and they do not prevent acquisition of the virus once you take these. So finally, under cross-examination, they had to admit these fundamental scientific truths. So what does that do to these cases, both against the federal government and against private employers? And does it impact them differently?
Well, it makes them both much stronger. We now see, and as you have correctly described, individuals at high levels of government admitting that the shot didn't work. And that's the argument we were making back in 2020, 2021, 2022, that this was an experimental jab, an experimental shot, and that the data wasn't there. And it's not a vaccine. It's still not a vaccine to this day. And so clearly we now know that the COVID shot did not actually prevent COVID or the spread of COVID. At the time, you'll recall, nobody was respecting the natural immunity argument. So many of these individuals that we represent had contracted COVID, gotten over it, were better and fine,
yep,
and had all the natural immunity that would be necessary to prevent them from getting it again or exposing anyone else. Yet, at the same time, these employers, whether it be the United States government, whether it be a private employer, they chose to ignore that. That didn't count for anything. And so I think it definitely makes the underlying cases stronger at both the cases against the United States government, cases against governmental entities, and cases against private employers, because we now know that the science is inconsistent with what they were telling us.
He is the founder of the Woodfill Law Firm. Jared Woodfill is our guest right now, folks. He's also the president of the Conservative Republicans of Texas. So let me ask you about what Texas did and what it didn't do in the legislative session, which is arguably one of the most left-wing legislative sessions put on by Republicans in recent memory. Brian Harrison, who's a conservative here in Texas, he is a representative who comes on the show quite frequently. He said that the Texas legislature really dropped the ball by not protecting all Texans from these medical mandates. What is your take on what the left-wing speaker of the Texas House and his left-wing Republican lieutenants did to water down protections for our people in pushing back against medical tyranny?
Well, Brian's absolutely right. I mean, they had the opportunity to actually create an exception to the employment at will doctrine. Let me explain what I mean by that. So in Texas, we have what's called employment at will. It means essentially you can terminate someone for any reason unless there is a statute, a law in place that says you can't for that underlying reason, or if there is a Supreme Court case which carves out an exception related to the underlying termination. So the particular statute they should have put in place should have said that you can't force someone to take the jab as a condition for employment, period, regardless of what industry or area you're in. That's one thing. Secondly, they should have amended the 1974 Texas Disaster Act. You'll recall, that's the act that allowed the governor, Lena Hidalgo, mayors across the state of Texas, county judges across the state of Texas, to put these mandates in place. And the problem is the only way to undo the mandate was for the legislature to say we are no longer going to renew the disaster declaration that's created by that particular official. Well, Texas is a legislature that meets every 2 years. So the legislature wasn't in session, so nothing could be done
right
at that particular time.
Right.
So the mandates were foisted upon us by just individuals who felt that wrongfully felt that they were in the best interest of their constituents. And as you know, and you correctly described previously, these mandates were inconsistent with the science. And when people make decisions based on a false sense of fear or a false sense of security, too many individuals are willing to sacrifice their liberties for these false senses of securities, and it couldn't be stopped. So Representative Harrison's exactly right. We should have gone a lot further with respect to protecting employees and amending the Texas Disaster Act.
Now, speaking of the law and how it pertains to those who are allowed to break the law, left-wingers, as you know, the left gets away with just doing all manner of bad things to our people, breaking the law and getting away with it. In particular, here in the state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, to his credit, said, hey, look, you independent school districts around Texas, you cannot force parents' children into masks. You can't do it. But these ISDs said, oh, we heard what the governor said, and we're going to ignore his lawful executive order anyway. Now, when you sue these school districts, guess who pays? We, the people, the taxpayer. So is there a way to sue these superintendents personally for their personal fortunes that they're already leeching off of the American taxpayer anyway? Is there a way to sue them personally for a personal decision they made to go against the law? Because these ISDs, as you know, Jared, are breaking the law routinely, not just as it pertains to medical concerns, but through electioneering and all this kind of stuff. Is there a way to go after the people who are in charge personally?
Well, and to start off with, to Governor Abbott's credit, yeah, he did actually start removing the mandates and got on board, and I think he probably started to appreciate the fact that there were huge problems with the underlying science.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the law is very protective of those individuals. So you have to prove a couple of things. To even sue a school district, you have to prove that the elected official or the administrator who might be appointed acted outside the law, that they acted what we call ultra-virously. They acted illegally. That's even go to court. You have to prove that. And that holds the underlying ISD, in your example, responsible. It is extremely difficult. They almost have to commit a crime, if you will, to hold the individual personally responsible. So there needs to be some serious changes in the law with respect to the immunity issues that are in place right now for individuals who simply choose to just ignore a lawful order or a mandate from the governor.
Well,
and so at this point in time, you're right, Chris, taxpayers ultimately pay for it.
Yeah, and I'm with you, man, because I am sick and tired of left-wingers finding the loopholes in the law as a basis to ignore the law. And that's the last thing I want to bring up with you is the lawfare that's being launched by left-wingers and unfairly applied to President Trump. Today, a gag order was issued by Alvin Bragg. As you know, this is a guy who took a case that a previous court had declined to even take up. It was a misdemeanor that statute of limitations had run out, and he resurrects it, makes it a federal felony, promotes himself so he can prosecute a federal felony. If this lawfare is so extensive and so bad that the first thing these attorneys, whether it's Letitia James, whether it's Alvin Bragg, whether it's Fannie Willis, the first thing they do, they know they're in the wrong. The first thing they do is they impose a gag order on President Trump, and then they head out to the cameras and they start bashing President Trump, and they say he's guilty, guilty, guilty. And then a judge slaps a gag order on him so he can't defend himself in public in the middle of a political campaign. That is just wrong, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely wrong. These lawsuits aren't about justice. These lawsuits are about politics and trying to prevent President Trump from being reelected. That's all they're about. And the great thing, though, is that the people are seeing that. You look, every time one of these frivolous lawsuits or indictments are pursued in a liberal jurisdiction, because that's where they're coming out of, jurisdictions that are heavily against President Trump, every time they indict or move forward or do something crazy like what you just described, something that is so patently unfair where one side's allowed to speak about it and the other side's not, the people get it. I mean, the people of this country are not stupid. The people of this country are, for the most part, very, very bright. And they appreciate the fact that there is not a level playing field going on right now with respect to what you described as lawfare. And then you're seeing that reflected in President Trump's poll numbers. Every time they indict him, every time something big happens with respect to one of these cases, President Trump's numbers go up. Because President Trump is a real threat to the progressive left agenda. And I believe he's going to be overwhelmingly reelected. And so we need to continue to stand firm. We need to continue to stand up and speak up as you do every single day when the leftists move forward these agendas that are completely inconsistent with the law.
Right. Just like what happened yesterday with Attorney General Ken Paxton. finally, all of that stuff is in the rearview mirror. And we found out exactly what we've known for the last decade, that all these left wing attacks are baseless and had no evidentiary basis, just like the impeachment, too. Jared Woodfill, everybody. He is the president of Conservative Republicans of Texas, the head of the Woodfill Law Firm. Sir, appreciate the expertise, as always.
I appreciate you, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, my friends. Check out ChrisSalcedo.com and check out TexasScorecard.com. When you go to Texas Scorecard, you're going to find all the latest and greatest news as it surrounds the lawfare being conducted against us conservatives in Texas. And you'll also keep tabs on what's going on these special election runoff elections and how those are progressing. And if these impact your area, you ought to be going to TexasScorecard.com to find out the latest. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me. The Chris Salcedo Show's on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, every morning on talk radio, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, going until 10 o'clock Eastern. And we have that broadcast simulcast on Getter and Rumble and on Newsmax, too. Then we go to pure television in the afternoon, TV only on Newsmax 1 from 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.